Maybe. Toothless thoughtfully picked his nose, examined the bogey on the end of one talon, and swallowed it. He suddenly flapped off the spade and started leading the little procession in a worryingly aimless fashion. At one point he led them in a pointless circle. At another, Hiccup stopped him in the nick of time before he woke up all the scullions by doing a poo. Finally, he settled on a small grassy patch at the top of a little hill. He sat down and scratched his ear.
Kirk, I could be here,
he said, absent-mindedly. Hiccup's heart beat a little quicker. Here, he asked. Toothless nodded in an offhand way. The boys took out their spades and, forgetting about the scullions in their excitement, started to dig. After about 10 minutes of shovelling, they hit on an underground cache of limpet shells.
Frittering Freya, said Fishlegs. These scullions eat a lot of limpets. I bet this whole hill is made out of limpets. I bet this whole island is made out of limpets.
Hiccup's spade hit on something hard and large and heavy just below the surface. Hiccup held his breath. He prodded again. Yes, it was definitely hard and heavy. I think I've got something here, he whispered. Toothless leapt up and down in excitement.
Treasure! Treasure! He chanted. You're going to be a hero, and Toothless the hero's dragon. You're going to be...
Hiccup reached down, caught an edge of the hard object, and struggling with both hands, pulled out of the earth the most gigantic limpet shell anyone had ever seen. At exactly the same moment as Hiccup sat down, suddenly gazing at the limpet, there was the faint, clear sound of a whistle being blown not far away. Useless, said Hiccup, staring at the limpet.
I really am useless. This is the second time the gods have sent me a sign. The first time they sent me a minuscule dragon 3 times smaller than anyone else's.
Thank you, said Toothless, staring down into the hole. Don't understand it. Really did smell metal.
This time they send me a gigantic limpet. It's the most enormous limpet I've ever seen, said Fishlegs in awe. I think you may have discovered a whole new species.
Oh, brilliant, said Hiccup sarcastically. That'll impress the tribe. They're all such nature lovers. He was feeling very black.
A limpet, said Hiccup. However big it is only ever a limpet. It's not treasure, is it? I never heard of a saga where the hero discovers a new type of mollusk.
Meanwhile, Hiccup continued, I hear that the real heir to the hairy hooligan tribe has found the treasure.
Please, don't let it be Snotlout.
Hiccup repeated this to himself over and over again as they trudged towards the continuous noise of the whistle.
Please don't let it be Snotlout. Please don't let it be Snotlout. Please, please, please don't let it be Snotlout.